On Yontif and Shabbos, we have a Chiyuv Suda. And hence, in addition to benching, we had Ritzei and Yahweh Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. It's recommended. It's a nice minhag to have. There's no obligation to have a meal, but it's praiseworthy. And the rule of thumb is, when you're obligated to have a Suda, so if you get Ritzei or Yahweh Yavo, you have to go back. If you're not mechuyev to have a Suda, you don't. So on Shabbos, let's say the first two meals, you have to go back. Even though the third meal is recommended to have suda, but since you yotze with mine targima, so one would not have to go back. Similarly on Rosh Chodesh. And that's all discussion by Purim time. Is there a chiyuv suda? Pashis, there is no chiyuv to have bread. The minhag seems everyone does, but that'd be the issue, whether you have to go back. So one of the shilohs that come up, well, it comes up on Purim for sure, that many people start the Purim Suda late in the day, and they finish the Purim Suda during Shushan Purim, which, you know, when we say Al Nisim on Shushan Purim. So the question is that appropriate? And if you do it, what do you say Al Nisim or not? So in general, it's not limited to, in fact, Purim is a bigger Kiddush. As the Vilna Gaon points out, by Shabbos and Yontif, there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. So therefore, there's an Indian of, let's say on Shabbos, so eating Shalosh Shudas. It's preferable to finish your Shalosh Shudas before sunset. If you have Shalosh Shudas, then sure, that's not the way it happened. But maybe coming to a minyan, hearing Divrei Torah, other factors may outweigh it. That the rub of each shul community will determine what's best. But this from a strict halachic point of view, all things being equal, it's best to finish benching on these days before. It's better to have shalosh shudas before shkia. It's better to have you finish your Rosh Chodesh meal before shkia, and whether it's Shabbos or whether it's any other day. Because let's say it's Thursday, so you started your meal before, but you ended your meal after. So Rav Schacht always says over a famous story where he was out, the Rav used to go sometimes to vacation home somewhere, just to learn somewhere else, and whatever he davened, there was a case, he just davened mincha, and I guess he was a bachur then, I think. And a bunch of them just sat down right before Shkia to, I don't know if it was Shabbos meal, it was Rosh Chodesh, whatever the case might have been. And the Rav's mother, I believe it was his mother, or it's the Rav's wife, the Rav's mother, one of the two, but I think it was the mother, who said, she was already benching, so when she finished, she says, I don't get you guys, you learn all day, don't you know the halach? It's a machlokas rishonim, therefore you should finish benching before shkia. And since then, Rav Schacht was makabel the musur, and he finishes his Purim Suda before shkia, I guess anytime shalosh shudas. So that's the machlokas rishonim. So we're makel, the minig is that when do we go baser tchila suda? As long as we started the meal before Shkia, during Purim, before Shushan Purim, we started the meal on Rosh Chodesh, so we're makel to mention, of course you have to bench, but we're makel or machmir, which however you want to look at it, to mention Ritzei or Yalav Yavo in the davening Al Nisim, because we go basa tchila suda. How do we know? We go basa tchila suda. So there's a Gemara at the end of Yuma which talks about a discussion about Ne'ila. About, again, is it enough just to begin Ne'ila before Shkia? Or is it you have to finish Ne'ila? So different opinions. And in fact, that was, many people, well, the I think it was the Maral, the Mario. He quotes a minig where many people want to finish by Shia because they want to do duchening, even though they want to do Birkas Kohanim. So the minig is we don't usually do it at Mincha because of Shik, because people are going to be drinking, etc. But it also because duchening is compared to the karbanos, so we try to. So that's why some say you should finish the whole thing before Shkia. Some had a minig to do duchening at night anyway. So regardless, it's the machokas by the Gemara by Ne'ilah, whether it's enough to begin the Ne'ilah or after. So we paskin that as long as you begin the Ne'ilah before Shkia, that's good enough. And I'm just thinking aloud, maybe it's also the Rama by Mincha. Really, we prefer you should daven Mincha before Shkia. But he says, but yeah, as long as you began Mincha before, that's how they're bringing a raya from Tosis and Brachas in the first perek about Bilam, which is coming up. He wanted to curse the Jews because God gets angry for a millisecond. All right, so what can you do in a millisecond? So one answer is to say Kaleim, destroy them. But the second answer, Tosis, is as long as you begin it, at that time you could continue. And if it works by prinios, then it certainly works by bracha. So therefore, so it's always best to either you finish before Shki or you don't begin until after Sage to avoid the Shiloh, be it Purim, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, even though the meaning by Purim definitely is not, and Shiloh should, as most people begin before, at least when you're doing it in Shul during COVID, so maybe that sends people ate earlier. But the bottom line is, we paskin me'ikar adin, you go basar t'chila sasuda, and therefore, even though, let's say, Rosh Chodesh is over, or Purim is over, or Shabbos is over, one can still mention Yahweh v'yavo ritzei or awanisim.